place of encounter with the Holy Spirit and transformation by the principle of God's kingdom.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give Jesus a big, 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 big shout. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Now, I'm only here to exhort us, speak over our lives, and there will be another session of powerful praise afterwards. Hallelujah. But in the next 5 minutes, please listen. In the next 5 minutes, I don't know how you will do it, but I leave you and your Creator. You're going to cry out your heart in thanksgiving. Find your song. I don't know how you want to do it. Don't waste your time looking at me. I leave you with your Creator. Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You want to sing a song? Sing a song. You want to roll before Him? Roll before Him. You want to stand lifting your hands? Lift your hands. Thank you. Thank Him in the language that suits you most. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. For mercy. For grace. For your hand. Only a fool will say in his heart, there is no God. No man can do these things except God be with you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Shalabaka paradokasia. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. To you be all the glory. To you be all the praise. Thank you, Jesus. He barato sabalakata. Thank you, Jesus. 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 For divine help. Thank you, Jesus. For finances. Thank you. For salvation. Thank you. For family. Thank you. Abalashalaka paradagata. Karekatebekatebagata pratagata paragodia. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Shana marakata barakata kata bakata. Thank you for koinonia. Thank you. We are not ashamed to say thank you. Some trust in horses. Others chariots, but we trust in the name of our Lord. You have shown yourself to be mighty in our midst. Thank you for honor. Thank you for your lifting. Koinonia, don't be tired. This is part of the service. With reckless abandonment, let Him know you are grateful. Take away your golden crown. Count your blessings. Start from your children.
to your spouse, to your job, to ministry, to your troubles, to your health. Hela barata kaparaka tuziata. Shana da baga da baga da gata baraka to soso pakatariata. Majesty, thank you, thank you. Thank him for January. Thank him for February. Thank him for March. Thank him for April. Thank him for May. Thank him for June. Thank him for July. Thank him for August. Thank him for September. Thank him for October. Thank him for November. Thank him for December. Thank him for the rainy season. Thank him for the dry season. Two more minutes of heartfelt gratitude. Forget about who is by your left and your right. Let him know you are grateful. Thank you, Lord. Merciful one. Thank you. You are kind. You are gracious. Gracious indeed. May we never become too familiar with your kindness. May we never become too familiar with your mercy. May we never attempt to take your place. It is the Lord's doing.
I cast my crown before the highest royalty. I am undone before your glorious majesty. I cast my crown before the highest royalty. I am undone before your glorious majesty. We cast our crown before the highest royalty. We are undone before his glorious majesty. You're the King of kings and Lord of lords. You are the King of kings. You are the Lord. Your glorious majesty. Yabone nakau Suchada Sarkin Salama
Sarkin Ajada
Yabone nakau Suchada
Father, we honor you. We honor you. This is Koinonia only because you are God, seated above the wisdom that walks in and through us. The power that walks in and through us, the glory that radiates from our lives. Look what you've done. Our lives today are an expression of what you can do with men and women who love you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. No man can do these things except God be with him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I can never repay you, but from my heart, I'm saying, Lord, that I thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for this grace that you have given me. I can never repay you, but from my heart I'd like you to know that I thank you. Na dauka ka sunanka ubangi jika itayago na kirma ma sunanka ubangi jika. From my heart ni na dauka ka sunanka Ubangi jika itayabo Nagir mama sunanka
Ubangi jika.
We'll raise your banner high, we'll shine your light so bright, we'll sing in honor of you. We will raise your banner high, we shine your light so bright, we sing in honor of you. Ninada ukaka sunanka ubangi jika isayabo nagirmama sunanka.
Father, I bow my knees on behalf of your people and on behalf of our global family. And Lord, we return to let the whole world know that Joshua Selman does not have any ability to build, to lift, to heal, to deliver, to transform, to bless. Every time we claim that we are the ones, let it be known to the world that it is only the pride of man. But in truth,
there is only one name. There is only one name with power to save. With power to save. There is only one name. There is only one name with power to save. With power to save. Sing, our God is champion. He reigns forevermore, forevermore.
One more time, lift your voice and let's hail the champion.
Our God is champion. He reigns. Forevermore.
The Lord told me something many years ago, and He said, "Son, if you will let men see me, there is nothing I will not give you." Very powerful secret. Oftentimes, it looks very marketable to be at the center stage. It looks very marketable to be the one receiving the glory, to be the celebrity. Many of us have gotten into deception and have plunged from grace to grass because you will not let Him be glorified. It is ego stinging to hide your pride behind the cross and to let Jesus be lifted. For some of us, this is your message tonight here in Koinonia. Because the little you have done, you are so ashamed to let the world see you roll on the ground. This is where He found us, so we must not be ashamed to remain there. When Mordecai was celebrated, after Mordecai rode upon the horse of the king, he returned back and remained at the gate where he was found. How many people will ride on a king's horse and wear his robe and return back to the gate? Because if you can stay where He found you, He will continue to lift you from there. If you are in ministry, you are in business, family, I want you to pay attention to every good thing that God does in your life. Don't mind this our arrogant world that always wants to claim we did it by our strength. It's a lie. Except the Lord builds a house, they labor in vain that build it. Period. Except the Lord watches over a city. May that day not come that I will take the glory for Koinonia and what God is doing. May that day not come. The world can celebrate me and clap their hands, but I'm not stupid. I've read history and I've read the Bible to know what happened to men who tried to sit on a throne that only belongs to one. The honor and the lifting He has given is enough. By the time you now try to fight His position, learn from Lucifer. This is a practice you should take back to your homes. This is a practice you should take back to your workplace. Sometimes you need to shut that door of that company, shift everything from your table and just lie down there. Say, "Father, I see your faithfulness." And most people will say, "You are out of your mind." This is my assignment this night. I really didn't come to preach. I came to charge us, to call us to worship, and to show us that this is one of the secrets behind the hand of God in this ministry. It's not so much about the intelligence of a man. It's not so much about power and anointing. No. When you can let the world see Jesus in you, through you, that behind this puppet that you see in front of you, there is a hand. I praise you. I praise you. Oh Lord. I praise you. I praise you. Oh Lord. In my life, Lord, I see what you're doing one more time, Lord. I lift my hands in praise of your name. We'll see you high and lifted up. You are shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love. As we sing, holy, holy, holy. We'll see you high and lifted up. You are shining the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love. We sing, holy, holy, holy. Thank you, O God, because I did not have to beg for bread to eat. Thank you, O God, because there was never a service without a message to transform men. Thank you for all the miracle services. Thank you for the impartations. Thank you for School of Ministry. Thank you for our global family. Thank you for every department, every leader. This work started this year. February 28th. Look what God has done. Marvelous. And with our hands lifted up, we will worship our King. And with our hands lifted up, we come before you rejoicing. With our hands lifted up to the sky, and the world wonders why. We'll just tell them we love in our King. Oh, we just tell them we love in our King. Just a few minutes. Just a few minutes. Let him see you. Let him see you and see that incense of gratitude rise from within. Some of you, it was this year you became millionaires. Some of you, it was this year that God gave you children. Some of you, it was this year you finally were healed from plagues of darkness. Some of you, it was this year God called you into ministry. Some of you, it was this year you were delivered. I'm giving you a piece of my secret place. When I go before him, I don't stand as a man of God with my hands in my pocket. No. Mm-mm. I learn from the 24 elders. Even though elders, even though with golden crowns, they cast it unashamedly and they cry before him, holy, 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 worthy. Father, may we never get to the point where we become ashamed to acknowledge your hand, your wisdom, your doing in our midst. Let the nations see us on our knees. Let the nations see us while we roll. We are letting them know that there indeed is a God that sits in heaven. If they doubt your existence, they cannot doubt the results. The results show that you are alive. Thank you. Forever, may we remain grateful and thankful people. Let this be a culture that we take to our homes, that we take to our ministries, that we take to our families, that we take to our secret places. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. As far as this ministry is concerned, you are head, you are Lord, you are the wisdom, you are the grace, you are the power behind all that we are. Everything good in our life is because of you. And so, Lord, I stand to lead your people world over, connected to this vision. You have done us good, and we are grateful. From US to Europe to South Africa, to Ghana, to Canada, to the Middle East. It is only you who can do this. Spreading to over 67 nations, reaching by your power and your grace. Who can do this? It is your wisdom. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Forever be glorified in my life, in this ministry, in this place. We're not just thanking you because we expect more. We're doing it because even if you never do more, we are indebted to you for the rest of our lives. We're not just using this as a mechanical bait. No, it is from hearts of love, hearts that love you truly. Thank you. For battles we may never know anything about that you fought for us. We just saw ourselves winning and triumphing beyond our imagination. Now thanks be to God. Now thanks be to God, which always causes us to triumph. We give you praise. Forever may Jesus be glorified. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Please be seated if you can. Thank you for this wonderful time. Let's bless the worship team. Hallelujah. I'm here to charge and exhort us tonight. Tonight is a thanksgiving and a prophetic service. Thank you so much for the sacrifice to be here. I want us to celebrate a dear woman of God who has come to worship with us tonight, blessed Pastor Opie, the president of When Women Pray. Let's honor her. God bless you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. And everyone who has come, this is our last and final service for 2021. And we're honored to see what God has done. For those of you who are just coming for the first time, this is how we say thank you in this house. We don't say thank you just by dropping an offering. It's more than that. We are the offering when it has to do with gratitude. In the name of Jesus Christ. Two things very quickly I'll talk about, and then we'll still have some more time of just uncensored worship. Isaiah chapter 12, just to charge our hearts on the whole idea of thanksgiving. We're reading the first six verses, Isaiah chapter 12. It says, "And in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thy anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. 3. Therefore with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day ye shall say, Praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, make mention that his name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, the Bible says, for he hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee." One of the mysteries of the kingdom, you know by now, that we rise, we reign, and we excel in this kingdom on the strength of the mysteries that we have and we handle. It takes more than intention to rise and to reign. Behind every exploit of the believer, behind every dimension of kingdom exploit, is number one, the presence and the backing of God Almighty. But number two, adherence to the mysteries and the principles of the kingdom. We reign in this kingdom not just by intention, but we reign to the degree to which we have, understand, and engage the mysteries of the kingdom. Hallelujah. In Matthew chapter 13 and verse 11, he said, "It has been given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven." In Job chapter 38 and verse 33, a question was asked. God himself was asking Job a question. He says, "Knowest thou the ordinances of heaven?" Question. He says, "Canst thou set the dominion thereof in the earth?" That means, do you understand the mysteries and the principles by which heaven uses to make heaven look like heaven? And can you transport those principles to make your life here on earth become like heaven? Do you know the ordinances of heaven? And canst thou set the dominion thereof in the earth? We do not reign by mistake. We do not excel by mistake. Speed is not by mistake. Deliverance is not by mistake. Prosperity is not by mistake. Influence is not by mistake. Power is not by mistake. It is a product of walking in keeping with divine patterns. I've taught you here that the glory of God always comes as a confirmation that his patterns have been kept. Every time you see the glory of God manifest in a life, the glory of God is an attestation, his signature upon your life, upon your endeavor, that you have walked in keeping with the patterns allocated for that dimension of glory. Before Moses asked for his glory, Moses asked for his ways. Show me your ways. And then he now said, show me your glory. And one of the deep, very simple but deep mysteries of the kingdom is gratitude that is expressed in thanksgiving. A lavish display of gratitude coming from the heart of a believer in recognition of and recognition to the greatness and the faithfulness of God. Many believers are not grateful, or many believers are not grateful enough. I'm not teaching on gratitude, but let me tell you this. You are not truly grateful until you communicate that gratitude to give a perception. You must allow the person who communicated benevolence to have it to heart that you are grateful enough. Otherwise, do not stop. I give this example. If I give you 100 naira and you say thank you, and I give you 1,000 naira and you say thank you, and I give you 1 million and you say thank you, and I give you 1 billion and you say thank you. You see, there's something wrong with that. As the amount increases, so the sacrifice. Is that true? And your expression of gratitude over 100 naira cannot be the same as your expression of gratitude over 1,000. Is that true? There are times that people come to you and they do not say thank you. They almost roll on the ground before you, and they allow their actions to say thanks. And notice what happens every time they thank you. You become indebted to them. It looks like you owe them more. You are motivated to do more again. There are many of you who probably have begged your loved ones for a recharge card, brother or sister or father or uncle or husband or wife, can you help me with recharge card? And they give you 200 naira recharge card, and after 2 hours you say, oh, I forgot, thanks. Ask the person to give you again. Now, you said thank you, but number one, you said it too late. And number two, that person did not perceive you to be grateful enough. Are you seeing now? So, when you see us roll or lie down or do the things we're doing, some of you can get tired and say, it's okay, he's God deaf. That's why many people receive one miracle per year. January, when you rolled on the ground, that's the end of it. But there are others who have made up their minds. If you see the finger of God, you will roll as if God sat on you. And God said, just for my finger, I'm coming again. Are we together? God gave you tea, and you roll before him as if he gave you a restaurant. I assure you, bread is on its way coming. God gives you bread, you roll before him with the tea and bread. Sooner or later, he will stop sending tea and bread. He will give you a whole factory that makes the tea and bread. Then you start rolling up and down. He will say, from today, you will not be the one mixing that tea again. I will make others to do it for you. Let me tell you this. Gratitude is very powerful. You can literally receive the prayer point of a man as a gift at the instance of gratitude. That what someone is fasting and praying for can come to you as a gift. Because you are grateful. One of the secrets of David, the psalmist, was not necessarily the dexterity of his exploits, but the depth of his gratitude. David would be so lavish. Look how voluminous the book of Psalms is. There are two main thoughts that are captured in the book of Psalms. One is thanksgiving. Two is deliverance. A major portion of the book of Psalms is a communication of the power of God to deliver, to save, to heal, and then a lavish display of thanksgiving from a grateful man. Many people are not grateful. Many of you here, you are not grateful to God, and you are not even grateful to men. God has surrounded you with all kinds of people who communicate benevolence, mother, father, sister. Some of you have never told any man of God or woman of God in your life, thank you. Why should I tell them? God sends them. And God is watching. Some of you have never told your parents, thank you. Some of you have never told your children, thank you. Some of you have never told your spouse, thank you. Never told the people, your workers, thank you. It's better for you to do frog job 100 times than to say thank you. It's an attack. It's a big attack. Many of you, you will serve punishment again and again and to say thank you. Why should I say thank you? It's my father. It's my mother. Why should I say thank you? I paid her dowry in the presence of everybody. Why should I say thank you? He married me. Why should I say thank you? I didn't ask them to give birth to me. And God is listening to that evil report as it comes from you. And you continue to cancel opportunities for newer and greater levels. My charge, therefore, tonight, is that God takes gratitude as proof of maturity and responsibility. Believe me, one of the indices that can measure maturity from a believer is the fortitude and the aptness to say thanks. 10 lepers were healed. Jesus was on his way passing, and 10 lepers were healed. And the Bible says only one returned, and he met Jesus standing there. What was he waiting for? And the man said, thank you. And Jesus would have said, all right, you are free, go. He said, were they not 10 lepers? 10 lepers. For many of you, you can call and bombard the gate of heaven non-stop in praying and fasting over your desire to see the hand of God move in your life or your family. But as soon as the answer comes, we casually... Father, just to let you know, we are aware that whatever you sent was delivered. Send another one in Jesus' name. Or we come to pray and, oh God, you are the Lion of the tribe of Judah. And while we are saying that, it's just a preamble to push everything away. And we say, Lord, thank you. That which you sent yesterday has arrived, but that was not the only thing I asked. I asked for 4 things. How come you are this slow? You sent one. And imagine how God looks at you. Imagine you are God and look at yourself under that condition. You will not be motivated to help you again. But there are people who will thank the Lord and say, Father, you do not owe me anything. The fact that I can wake up in the morning and go to bed in the night, I owe you thanks. And God will vet their heart. If and when it is true, it comes as a sweet-smelling savor. And it says, because you have thanked me for life, then I will grant you life abundant. All of the blessings that come with life. Hallelujah. By reason of what I do, I am exposed to all kinds of people. And believe me, there are people's conditions that when you see, their conditions force you to repent from being careless about the whole subject of gratitude. Did you know that there are people who, I remember one time years ago, I went to the hospital to see someone who had a very ghastly motor accident, and I think they fractured the legs or something like that. God is my witness. We have a medical team. They hung the person's leg. I think the leg is supposed to stay there without shifting. That's the way it will heal well. And they hung that person's leg, and I was told he was going to be there for at least 90 days. Yes, sir. Imagine your leg, they hang it with stone. I think it was a stone or something that looked like a metal or weight lift, something like that. And they just hung that leg like that. And you could see the inconvenience. And then I know a dear lady years ago who, her friends were celebrating her birthday. You know, all this carelessness that happens in campuses. And they took, I don't know what chemical it was, in a bid to celebrate and allow demons to just take over those individuals. They sprayed that thing on her eyes, and that was it. She became blind. Yes. I had the honor and the privilege of, she probably may be listening now because her eyes have opened now. Yes. She had surgery after surgery. I remember having the privilege to go to their house. Wonderful parents, loving people. And now you're looking at this lady, great, beautiful, godly, wonderful lady whose life was cut short. I think she was in 300 level or so as at then. And that was the end of it. Where would she start learning how to, you know, there's something they do if you are blind, how to read and understand. At what age? And every time you would see how inspiring and happy and joyful. I said, Lord, if I'm to take this as a project, these eyes must open. Traveled, came back, we kept praying. The day I was told those eyes were open, I didn't know how, you can imagine. Hallelujah. Some of you, you lost your job 1, 2, 3 years, and yet you are not begging. You are still standing. And even those who are working have to come to you and say, please, can I borrow 50,000? Can I borrow 100,000? There are some of you, how your children are in school now or how your children finish school is something you cannot even explain. Because quarter to shame, this God just showed up for you to wipe your tears. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. The Lord declared this year that this is a year of victory, and look what wonderful things that God has done. I cannot begin to tell you testimony after testimony, not just in my life, but in this ministry, of the marvelous hand of God. Many of you would think it's an exaggeration, or maybe it's just people manipulating or lying on stage, but it is true. I can simply tell you that God has been faithful, and to Him be all the glory. In the name of Jesus Christ. We have taken our time to thank the Lord, and let this remain a culture in our lives and in this ministry. Don't thank God only at the end of the year. All the days of your life, you must live and walk in gratitude, paying attention to the slightest communication of His love and His benevolence. You must, the hymn writer says, count your blessings. Then he says, name them one by one. He knows there are many, but he's saying name them. Because when you begin to see what God has done, you name them one by one, one by one. You can say, I was pregnant and they told me my baby, I would not deliver safely. So. And then look at the child now, running around your house with joy. How about finances? Many of us made decisions this year that you would have been in the mortuary by now, based on the kind of financial decision you made. But how God brought you out. All through today, this was what had been in my mind. Just thinking about the faithfulness of God. Traveled over, just came in, and I was just thinking all through, Lord, look how faithful, look how true, look how dependable you are. Do you know that it is the mercy of God for you to be minding your business and then someone thinks about you for good in this wicked and bedeviled world? That you are sitting down and someone can think about you from the US, think about you enough to say, I should come to you. How are your children? How what are you doing now? How about many people who have been delivered from demons? Demons don't know New Year. They don't know Old Year. They don't know recession. They don't know Nigeria. All they know is whatever is pro-Christ, pro-God is their project. And yet many of us have lived as if the devil stopped existing this year. In the midst of the pain and everything. For you it was Goshen. You were in a land of plenty. Your life, some of you, you have never been blessed the way God blessed you this year. In the midst of all the pain. I don't mean like by faith the way we say it. Genuinely, you can see the manifestation of the marvelous hand of God in your life. That you have a house, a roof under your, above your head. Is it above or on? Above your head. And you can sleep in peace and wake up in peace. Many of you, you kept hearing that they were kidnapping people. They kidnap people close to you. And yet God has preserved you. I told you a story here about a family that they kidnapped them, and the people asked for some amount, irrational amount. And the man said, look, they can honestly kill the child because there's no way he's going to get that money. You think the man hates his child? How about the transformation of your mind? The literal change of state. transiting to superior belief systems that you can see the, you can understand the ways of God and see the kingdom clearer and better. For this we give him all the praise. May his name be glorified in the name of Jesus. Make it a point of duty from today. When you get up in the morning, before you complain and say, what kind of day is this? It's too cold, it's too hot, NEPA or power holding company, no light. Let the first thing that should come out of your mouth is, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this day. I'm awake. Thank you. I'm alive. Thank you. I have vision. Thank you. I'm saved. Thank you. If you don't thank God for salvation, he will show you a vision of hellfire. And then you will see the marvelous miracle that happened to you in that transition. Lord, thank you that I'm not an armed robber waiting to steal, kill, and destroy so that I can eat. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. So we thank God for all that he has done in and through us. Today happens to be our last and final service. We, at this level of ministry, as God has directed us, we give breaks. So this is our last service. Now, what should you do with the remaining time that you have until our resumption? Number one, you must commit to your personal growth. Just because we are on break as a ministry does not mean your growth should be on break. It does not mean your passion should be on break. Commit to your personal growth and development. Number two, very quickly, spend time as much as God grants you the grace with friends and family. Not gossiping, talking about people. Spend time building that relationship. Spend time loving. Do you know life is a gift? And it is important. Many of you go and spend time, if you can, spend time with your parents, spend time with friends. These are our loved ones, you see, no matter how we love them, for as long as Christ tarries, one day we will not see them again. Build profitable memories that become a blessing to you. Are we together? Spend time with family. Listen to my message, three most important things. I teach that in a man's life there are many important things, but there are three most important things as revealed from Scripture. Number one is your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Number two, your family. Number three, your assignment. These are the three things that will last when every other thing goes. Your God, your family, your purpose, and your assignment. So spend time with friends and family. Number three, commit to doing something that brings glory to the name of the Lord even before the resumption. This has always been my charge for many years. As God grants you grace. For some of you, it can be an opportunity to use this time now and gather a few people whose lives are scattered in pieces and help their lives make sense within those moments. It could be one day of prayer you organize in your house, your community, something for the kingdom. Do you know, believers disorganize their lives December and start repenting and start another journey by January and then continue wasting their time again up until December. For most believers, I say this respectfully, December looks like the most visionless period of the year for them. Is where they give up God, they give up purpose, they give up everything in the name of celebration. Don't get me wrong. Am I saying don't celebrate? Enjoy yourself. Eat whatever you have to eat. But let me advise you. Most people, the highest level of financial carelessness in their life comes in this 3 weeks period, you see. All the wisdom, the teaching, pathway to wealth, everything that God has taught is dissolved by December, because people waste money on profitless things, all in the name of celebration. Please don't get me wrong. I'm not saying not to celebrate, but it is important. Remember my message, the law of seasons. Every dry season comes with a letter from rainy season. I am coming. And every rainy season comes with a letter from dry season. I am also coming back. So December has a letter from January. I must come. Make sure you don't just embrace December. Read the letter that January gave December to give you. The school fees of your children is there. Other things. December came with a letter from January 2022. Please make sure you read it. As you celebrate, read it. So that you don't swallow up, you don't become the lean cows yourself that swallow up the fatted cows, and then you are left in pain and penury. Celebrate, but do so with wisdom. Many of us make enemies during this period because you go around being involved in matters that don't concern you, like John the Baptist. You see, you know what killed John? John was focused on his assignment and he finished honorably. And then he delved into matters that were not his business. The consequence, his head went cheaply for it, as though he were never anointed. Are we learning? What should you do around this period? Have a personal time for an end of year retreat. Please write it down. In my opinion, and I say this as an opinion, you are not a serious Christian if you actually allow this period to just pass up until resumption or next year without dedicating at least 1, 2, 3 days to spend time with God. Please write it down. A retreat is a time that you take alone. There are family retreats, there are corporate retreats, but this kind of retreat is between you and God. A time alone with God. What do you do during retreats? Please write it down. Number one, the first thing that you do during a retreat is thanksgiving. Personal thanksgiving. Just like we did here, but now it's between you and your Maker, your Savior. You are thanking Him personally for all that He's done. Number two, appraisal. You appraise the year in light of Scripture, in light of God's blueprint. Retreats are moments where we appraise our lives. You sit down, what assignment has God given me? How did I live 2021? Can I say I want to repeat the same thing in 2022? Are we learning something now? Most people do not go forward because they don't look back and ask questions. For many of you, as you appraise yourself, you find out, in March, in April and May, I made this and that decision. Look what it's cost me. Now, I learn from it. The retreat is now profiting you. And let me advise you, children, couple, don't stop one another from having profitable retreats using all kinds of scripture, what God has joined together. Allow yourself to spend time with the Lord. Or parents and children, or children and parents. There is a corporate retreat, but there is a personal retreat where it is you and God. You can lock yourself in a room. You have the resources. You can go somewhere. There are all kinds of places where you can stay and flog it out with destiny. There are 6 areas you must review. 6 areas of your life. Number one, your spiritual growth and progress. Just a quick guide and we'll pray. Number one, your spiritual growth and progress. You want to spend time having a retreat, you must review your spiritual growth and progress. Can I say I have grown spiritually, sincerely? Number two, your level of mental transformation. The second area you must review unashamedly. Have I sustained superior beliefs? Or I still have my old, wrong, faulty thinking? Have I transited? Has there been that level of mental maturity? Number three, your health. You may have heard it in my teachings that there was a year that I found out that 3 years in a row, the worst performing area of these six areas I'm about to list was my health. The area I did not really pay attention to 3 years in a row. After doing all this, I found out that the worst performing area in my life was my health. I took that as a warning from the Lord. You would die the death of a fool if you don't start paying attention to your health. And many people, you are listening to me now. We've done a few teachings that relate to that. This is one of the things you learn during retreat. What happened? This year, I ate carelessly. I did this one. I did that. How many times did you fast this year? 2 times. The Holy Ghost says, write it. You are seeing by yourself. With all the attack this year, you fasted only twice. Write it down. And you didn't even finish it. Six, corporate fast, you did not. Family fast, the one you called for, you did not even do it. Can I tell you this? Your retreat is not a true retreat if it's not completely honest between you and God. This is you and God alone. You must be sincere 100%. My health. Did I take care of myself? Was I careless? Did I spend more on clothes than I did my health? Did I spend more eating all kinds of things? The sons of the prophet said there is death in the pot. Did I kill myself more this year than every other year combined? You write it down. You don't write it to condemn yourself. You write it because you are about to rise to a new level. Are you getting the idea now? Number what now? Three. Number four. The fourth area that you have to... And don't rush that area. Is your financial progress. Write it down. When you go for retreats, you have to sit down and look at your finances. For some of you, you will be surprised when you see how much God has blessed you with this year. And you check, there was nothing is left now. Careless decisions. Wrong decisions. Wrong companies that ate up the glory of God revealed through your finances. Now you write it down with a view to correcting these things. Maybe you made business decisions you didn't think, you didn't seek counsel, you were rash in it, and now you paid the price, you lost money. Don't feel bad, but write it and learn. Maybe carelessness. You went for every wedding and every birthday, whether it was your own or not. You saw something in an area, you went there and you were dancing and spraying your children's school fees. Write it down. Retreats. Are we learning? Finances. And don't allow people who tell you that making financial progress is not important. Sooner or later you'll find out that you were not sincere with yourself. It's better to flog it out early so that it gives you the liberty to serve God in peace. Are we together? And then number five. Your purpose and your destiny. Lo, I come in the volume of the book as it is written of me. Remember, in the law of seasons, I taught you that there are four seasons. Life is separated into four major seasons. There is the morning stage, there is the afternoon stage, there is the evening stage, there is the night stage. 0 to 25 is your morning stage. 26 to 50 is your afternoon stage. 51 to 75 is your evening stage. Anything after 75 is your night stage. Many of us, what you would have done from 0 to 25, now you are 30 or 40 or 45 or 50. You are just getting born again. Is this year you got born again? Now I salute you for giving your life to Jesus Christ. It's better late than never. But some of you have not even received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You see, so before you start this entire journey and then unlearning some of these wrong things that came either from culture, came from wrong background, came from wrong mentorship, and now start embracing the truth, it will take time. So you write it down. For many of us, you have not really found what you will spend your life doing as far as the kingdom is concerned. Retreats are times when we take an honest appraisal. Can I tell you, there is nothing Dr. Miles, dearly revered mentor, he said this, he said that It is not necessarily how long we live that matters, even though longevity is a blessing and it's a provision that we must press for, but that efficiency is by far greater than longevity. Jesus spent 33 years, and within 33 years, he made a mark. Can you imagine? He spent 30 years preparing for his assignment, and in 3 years, he was done. Completely done. 3 years. Until today, the world is grateful until forever for 3 years of effective living. Dr. Munro of Blessed Memory also teaches that the wealthiest place, it's not the oil mines in Nigeria, parts of Africa and the Middle East, or the gold mines in Congo, South Africa and all of that, but the cemetery, he says, where dreams, books that were never written that would have blessed people, books, people died with books, people died with businesses, people died with anointings like Elisha and never gave it visibility and manifestation. Can I tell you this? Whether you like it or not, no matter how you jump up and down, you are getting older every year. I must walk the works of him that sent me while it is day. Jesus is talking, not an angel. For the night cometh when no man, no matter who you are, once you are a man, when the night comes, you cannot walk again. You may not die, but you cannot walk again. God's servant Bishop Oyedepo will say, no matter how much of a good footballer you are, if you are 50 years as a footballer, you are retired by force. Is that true? When they go to look for sports stars, have you seen people now? Even our job in Nigeria here and parts of Africa, they say we are looking for a job from maybe 20, 21 or 22 or whatever it is, till, in fact, they even consider 27 or 26 or 28. They say, well, we are not sure that they will give you anything. You have to settle down and know that there is timing to destiny. And then to contend for the grace for speed. Are we together? And then the last, number 6, you look at your relationships. Relationships are very important, advantageous connections. We rise and we thrive on the strength of the kind and the quality of relationships that we have. The Bible, we've done teachings on that here. The Bible says, he that walks with the wise will be wise himself, but it says the companion of fools shall be destroyed. Say retreat. This is one of the major reasons why we are giving break, so that you go and spend time with God. Many of you at the end of your retreat, you will be left with tears, not tears of condemnation, but you will be honest with yourself and you will know that I've not been living my life effectively. The result, you will now make up your mind and say, this issue of reading the Bible once in a while, or when there is trouble, praying once in a while, fasting once in a while, I must bring a systemic dimension to my life. That means I have to put systems that ensure continuity and predictability. I must put a system that makes sure I pray all the time, whether I like it or not. I study all the time. I fast all the time. I do whatever I'm doing. You have to put in those systems. Retreats are important. And then, of course, in a retreat, you plan. You plan for the year coming. You have to plan. It is said that he who fails to plan, has planned to fail. Many of us do not plan the year. You just enter it, and whatever you meet there, you are happy to go with it. Plan your life. What is January going to be like for you? What is plan? Even if you do not achieve it, at least let it be that you set goals. Visionary people and all leaders globally will tell you that one of the secrets to their efficiency is that they don't just stumble into their days. They plan. Don't let someone just call you in the morning and say, how is your day like today? Nothing. You're not doing anything. I'm on my way coming. There's one movie I just watched. And you come and find out that 24 hours has gone like that. And you just forgive yourself, sweep it under the carpet and do it again. You open your eyes, you are in October, you have not achieved anything. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. make sure that you do something that brings glory to the name of Jesus. For some of you, God has blessed you and God has helped you. I am challenging you. Ensure that out of the resources God has given you, that you are able to be a blessing to someone, not for showmanship, but that at least you can reach out to someone. Some of you celebrate this season alone. You have never given anything, even one tear of rice, to anybody. Your neighbors, even those who are living with you. It's a very bad attitude. Aside from being a bad Christian attitude, it's a bad attitude for a human being. Even animals share when they kill. Sometimes they eat and leave the rest for all kinds. God knows how He designed the system. Givers will never truly lack. Are we learning? By the grace of God, our prophetic word for the next year comes out every 31st, 6 p.m. on the dot through all our social media platforms. After this now, I'll be spending time with the Lord, having this retreat first for myself and then of course for the ministries, our culture, to receive, to come and say, Lord, as you have directed us, this is how far we have come. What next? And let me say something. I know there are people who do not believe in prophetic words. That's all right. I mean, everyone has a right to, you know, look at his conviction based on what God has said. But let me tell you this. For us as a family of faith, we don't just choose something just because it is there. No. We look at what God is doing across the globe, what God is doing in Africa, what God is doing in Nigeria. And out of that, God himself brings the word that guides us as a global family. And so I don't want you to take the prophetic words lightly. When you receive them, know that they came out of a place of prayer, a place of fasting, a place of truly interacting with the Spirit of God. And when it comes, we'll put it, and that becomes the compass that drives what we do, even for 2022, in the name of Jesus Christ. So today, 19th December, is our last service. Our last service means that we're not going to hold any meeting again as a ministry until our resumption. By God's grace, our resumption will be 16th of January, 2022. If you'll be dead by that time, tell those who have gone ahead of us that we're still faithful and we're coming. But if you'll be alive, I'd like you to clap like next year. Hallelujah. I hope your clapping is not out of fear. Listen. It's good to live long. We'll live very long. But let me tell you this. Never fear death. One day I hope I will teach on death. I will demystify that thing. It will not make you want to die. It will just make you see that. So this is really it about death. To be absent in the body, the Bible says, is to be present with the Lord. It didn't say you're on your way going. To be absent is to be present. That's it. Your eyes either open or close. There is nothing midway. Your eyes are open or your eyes are closed. To be absent in the body, Paul says, is to be present with the Lord. So, please mark it 16th, 14th for Zaria, and 16th here is for Abuja. And of course, that also means our global family. Every other thing about what we're doing, our expansion and so on and so forth, we'll just leave that for next year. And the Lord will grant us grace in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Two more things very quickly, and then we're going to pray. The next thing that I have to talk about very importantly is that as a global family, we practice what we call the end of year sacrifice. Look up, please. Let me teach you something very powerful. Now, every end of the year, this is for Koinonia Global, we give within the period of our closing to the period of resumption, we leave it open. And we encourage everyone who is part of this spiritual family, who has been blessed and lifted, we give them an opportunity to sow their end of year sacrifice with understanding. I want you to listen because it is not about money at all. I want you to pay attention. I submit to you by the privilege of God's grace, God has shown us mercy. You understand? We don't have to tell you, but we have been great recipients of God's mercy. So this is not in any way some way of manipulating. God himself has shown us mercy. But this is a practice that God has granted us grace and we have walked with. It is scriptural and it is true that every time you belong to a spiritual family, this is part of the education that we must receive. Every time you belong to a spiritual family, there must be moments, whether official or unofficial, where you participate always in prayer and all of that, but especially in the area of finances, you participate in kingdom partnership with revelation through your sacrifice. Now, when I teach on these things, my heart becomes heavy because subjects like this are full of all kinds of sad stories from people who have been manipulated, people who, you know, have been wrongly taught. But I owe you, under God, to teach you the truth in righteousness. Because if I truly desire you to rise beyond certain levels, then rising only comes by the truth. It says, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Are we together now? So as a ministry and as a global family, we practice the end of year sacrifice. And let's look at two scriptures. I'll be very, very fast. 2 Samuel 24. 2 Samuel 24. I'll read a few scriptures just to give you perspective. 2 Samuel 24. We'll start from verse 24 and 25. And the king said to Arauna, nay, but I will surely buy it of thee at a price. Neither will I offer burnt offerings unto the Lord my God of that which does not cost me nothing. So David the king bought the threshing floor and the oxen for 50 shekels of silver. 25. And David built there an altar unto the Lord and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings. So the Lord was entreated for the land, and the plague was stayed from Israel. Scripture number 2, Psalm 20, please. Very quickly, we'll start from verse 1. Psalm 20. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend you. It says, send thee help from his sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings. This is part of the instruments that will be the basis for your safety and security. Remember all thy offerings and accept thy burnt sacrifice. Verse 4. It says, grant thee according to thy own heart and fulfill all thy counsel. And then finally, it says, we will rejoice in your salvation. And in the name of the Lord our God, we will set up our banners. It says, the Lord will fulfill all our petitions. Because we did not just pray alone, there was the sacrifice that we engaged. One last scripture. Are you learning? 1 Samuel chapter 7, please. We'll read from verse 7. 1 Samuel chapter 7, from verse 7. It says, when the Philistines heard that the children of Israel were gathered together to Mizpah, the lords of the Philistines went up against Israel. And when the children of Israel heard it, they were afraid of the Philistines. Verse 8. And the children of Israel said to Samuel, cease not to cry unto the Lord our God for us, that he will save us out of the hand of the Philistines. And Samuel took a suckling lamb and offered it for a burnt offering wholly unto the Lord. And Samuel cried unto the Lord for Israel, and the Lord heard him. Read verse 10 with me, please. 1, 2, read, please. And as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel. But the Lord thundered with a great thunder on that day upon the Philistines and discomfited them, and they were smitten
at the instance of sacrifice. Now listen, what is the year, the end of year sacrifice for? I will give you four biblical keys to become a support structure. I can stop here, and I know many of you love me and love this ministry and you would give, but like I said, it is not about the giving alone. It is the revelation, because I want you to be blessed. It will be evil and wicked of me as a man of God to now put account numbers and say give. I know that people from all over the world, businesses and all of that, people will come in droves to give. But it is, I must have a pure conscience before God that I taught you sincerely. This is more than money. It takes understanding for what we do in the kingdom to profit us. Are you learning now? Four keys very quickly. What does your sacrifice say to God? Number one, your sacrifice is your covenant of love. The first understanding that must sponsor your sacrifice as you bring and give your end of year sacrifice, it must be at the back of your mind that number one, I am doing this and as an expression of my love for God, my love for His servant, my love for the work wherein I have been blessed and transformed and changed. 1 Kings chapter 3 and verse 3. The Bible says, and Solomon loved the Lord. Please help us, media. 1 Kings 3, 3. And Solomon loved the Lord. Solomon did not just sacrifice burnt offerings. He loved the Lord. He loved the Lord. And then verse 4. Give us verse 4. And it says the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there. Why did he go to Gibeon? Not to go and discuss, to sacrifice there. And it says that he gave 1,000 burnt offerings. Ladies and gentlemen, imagine that this entire room were filled with animals and a pool of blood. And this man kept sacrificing. 910, 950. And God said, what is this? 990. And Solomon said, Lord, it is because I love you. I'm not just showing that I'm a king and I have money. I am doing this because I love you. Verse 5. The Bible says, immediately that happened in Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said, ask. This is about the few times that God will appear to a man and no salutation. I'm not here to greet you. You have touched me in a way. I am here to ask you one question. Ask! Because your sacrifice has a voice. It is calling on me to do something. So ask and I will give thee. The covenant of sacrifice is a covenant of love. You are saying, Lord, I love you. I have been changed. I have been transformed. I have been healed. I have been delivered. Your word has come. Many of you would have heard me. Many years ago, the Lord told me that I should put these teachings and it should bless the nation. And that I'm not saying this is a doctrine. No. It is just an instruction that came to never sell these teachings whatsoever. And for many of you, if you are to be honest, you would know up until now, at the time when this instruction came, most ministries, the media and their teachings account for a major part, you know, of the resources that come to drive the ministry. But God gave that instruction. And I thank God for the privilege to have remained obedient to that heavenly call. Only God can tell the lives, the homes, the destinies that have been changed today. It is when we stand before Jesus and someone will come and pinch you and say, thank you. Thank you. What for? It was your teaching that saved my children, that transformed me. I am a man of God today because I listened to a teaching. Your covenant of love. Number two. Why sacrifice? Your sacrifice is your show of appreciation unto God for His faithfulness. Biblical thanksgiving is not complete until it is backed up with giving. It is sacrificed together with your prayer, your worship, your singing. Dancing alone, praying alone, and just sharing the grace and going is not true expression of gratitude. When people come to tell you thank you, if they really mean to tell you thank you, they first come saying thank you. But in addition, they carry something that is a token and an expression
of their love and their gratitude. Even if you are a blessed person already, they will come with it to tell you sincerely. And sometimes you are broken by the things that you see. Sacrifice is your show of appreciation unto God. Number three, sacrifice according to Luke chapter 5. Please give us quickly. Let's start from verse 1. It is your commitment to partnership. I have taught you here that whether if you ever find yourself in a ministry like this, I want you to know that whether there is an official partnership platform or not, part of your kingdom responsibility as a matured believer, if and when you are truly mentored accordingly, part of your kingdom responsibility is to contribute with understanding, to partner with that vision that blesses you for its continuity, and to be able to see to it that they remain people of integrity and in truth. There are many people today, sadly speaking and respectfully so, who may not necessarily be bad and evil people, but maybe for whatever reason, because of financial pressures, they've had to doctor teachings, do a lot of things because they feel there are bills to be paid and all of that. And let me tell you the truth. There is no hiding and there is no superstition. The way the kingdom and the work of God is funded in this kingdom is through the corporate partnership of believers that have understanding. Simple. There is no mystery. Money will not just fall from the sky and come there. No. It is the shoulder of the priest that will carry the ark. And the way God is so benevolent and gracious, God can raise one person who will override the bills in a ministry. So, but if one person, even if one person comes and gives us $1 billion, I will still say this. Because it is not about the money, it's an opportunity for people to be part of this. Are you getting the idea now? Yes. So that for every soul that is saved, for every life that is transformed, for many of you who are receiving these things across the world, from Europe, America, the Caribbean, that all of this come at the instance of not just the love and the commitment of God's people, but it comes at the instance of their sacrifice, their willingness to give, and to give lavishly. So when you sacrifice, it is your commitment. It says, and it came to pass that as the people pressed upon to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret. Very quickly, he saw two sheep standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. Then he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's. Notice now, Jesus wants to preach, but the platform to give him room to preach was not there. He now entered into the ship of someone, and he prayed that he would thrust out a little from the land. So Jesus sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Jesus had the message, but he needed someone to support him with the platform so that they would hear. And when he had left speaking, he now told Simon, he said, no, you don't partner with me and remain like that. Now, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a catch. Verse 5. And Simon answering said, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word and on account of my partnership, I will let down the net. That was the first level of partnership. The Bible now says, and when he had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes and their net break. What happened? Verse 7. And they beckoned unto their... Now he had partnered with Jesus, and Jesus blessed him so much, but a loss was going to happen by reason of this. He had to call on their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both ships. So everyone who participated benefited from it. There was nobody who just helped and went like that. Imagine the catch that both ships were now filled. Those guys were looking for the same thing that Jesus gave, and boldness, because they came into partnership. Are you learning now? When you partner with God in truth, without manipulation, and not for eye service, nobody truly stands in partnership with God and goes down.
So your covenant of love, your show of appreciation and gratitude. Number three, your commitment to partnership, to see that the vision that has blessed you and helped you, that it remains afloat. And then number four, sacrifice is a mystery that provokes the hand of God, as revealed in Scripture. The three scriptures that we read were scriptures that showed the deliverance power of God at the instance of sacrifice. Can I tell you this? Believe me when I tell you, when things refuse to move in your life, when you are tired of a certain level in your life and your destiny, financially and otherwise, the mystery of sacrifice with understanding is one of these mysteries that can shift you to a new level. I cannot begin to tell you stories in my own life and in this ministry where sacrifice provoked certain levels of the hand of God to do certain things in my life and in this ministry. This is how it works. But the challenge there is, if I teach you number four as the only reason for sacrifice, you see, you are just doing an investment with God. It has now become business. Love must be the ultimate motivation. And then a heart of gratitude in that order. And then a desire to see His work continue through your hands. And then finally a sincere desire to be blessed by that action. Let me tell you this. When this becomes the basis for your sacrificial giving. Sacrifice is not just giving. Sacrifice is something that touches you from your heart. And it must be based on a superior revelation. Otherwise, you will give and later go and think you are stupid. I gave this money and now look at me stranded. No, not with God. Not with God. So believers, hear me. Our family here in Abuja and our global family following from across. It is our culture and our practice in this ministry that with sound teaching like this, at the end of the year, we come together and we make that sacrifice. So beginning from tonight, okay, the media has helped us. Beginning from tonight, up until our resumption, everyone is encouraged who loves God, ministries, businesses, companies, families, individuals, as much as God has placed it in your hand to communicate your sacrifice. Now, very quickly, without confusion, let me put a disclaimer here, because every time we do these kinds of things, unfortunately, we're dealing here with the internet. You now will have all kinds of scammers who will arise to prey on the sincerity and the love that the people have for God's work and now begin to manipulate people. By the grace of God, I want you to know that there is only one account. I don't know why you put only the Naira. You would have displayed everything. But for now, any and all sacrifices are done through direct transfers. Okay? Now, you can go online or you can see it displayed there, all the accounts in whatever denomination you desire. And should you need any assistance whatsoever, especially for our international community, you can reach our finance department. They will be more than glad to help you. Please do not fall into the hands of scammers. There is no other account we are using, and there is no charity building anywhere that I am building. All of these thieves that have come in my name, in the name of Jesus, the God who sent us, we have prayed mercy prayer enough. In the name of Jesus Christ, may vengeance fall upon you from heaven. People have been defrauded of millions of dollars, sadly, because of all of these things. People just come and lie. By God's grace, we are people of integrity who fear God. Are we together? And then let me use the opportunity to say this. Anyone calling you as Joshua Selman to prophesy to you, if you know my life, you know how busy I am. The person who said he called and I called back to prophesy for money, please report that person to law enforcement agents. That is a thief and a scammer. And in the name of Jesus, one more time, may the angels send a sign to this revelation. May they bring such people to book in Jesus' name. It is good to give, but it is important that your seeds do not fall into wrong hands.
My heart bleeds every time people meet me or meet our finance department to say, look, I sent so million, I sent this and that, and all that was to the hand of some scammers, and these guys have invented all kinds of things. That is the reason why we are working consistent with one account. And by the way, we've not started giving for any building project. I know that there are people who have come with monies for building project. We've asked you to wait. When we start the building project, we'll bring an account, and we're people of integrity. We'll not come and just manipulate you for nothing. So many people just announcing about our project, and I was overwhelmed by the number of people saying, where's the account, we want to sow, and very serious amounts. And we say, no. Thank you for your desire to give, but you just hang on. When we are ready, we'll set up an account, and then we're going to make the call. Praise the name of the Lord. I do not take for granted the love and the honor that you have for me and for this ministry. And I believe under God that we owe you to protect your giving and to protect your love, and not to allow you fall prey to people anyhow. Are we together now? So I'm going to do two things now very quickly. Number one is keep the accounts there. I'm going to be praying and speaking over you. That's really what I came here to do, to charge you on Thanksgiving. Just let you know our activities and then speak over you. And then from there, we just open up the doors for this. Once we are done, the worship team will come. I hope you are ready for part two. We are going to celebrate Jesus Christ. And this one now will not just be a dance of celebration alone. It's going to be a praise of warfare. He said, let the high praise of God be upon their lips. That means whatever is the balance from January to November that is yet to manifest in your life, as you celebrate the mighty God, He will arise in your praise and make every door that is yet to open for you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Please rise up on your feet. Rise up on your feet if you can. And in 1 minute, I want you to begin to talk to the Lord. Because I'm about to declare over your life right now. You have praised the Lord for who He is. But I want you to mention the areas where you are yet to see the outstretched arm of God, and agree with Him and say, Father, even now, I believe that you are able. Go ahead and pray. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and I am the life. If someone prays, someone is praying. A global family, make sure you follow us, your home, your office, your church, wherever you are using. Those of you who are watching by way of television and internet, go ahead and pray. Father, this health condition that I still have, this night it must answer to the name of the Lord. This financial constraint I still have, this night it must answer to the name of the Lord. By prophecy and by the mystery of praise and by the mystery of my sacrifice, let it be terminated once and for all. Please pray. You are in ministry here and it looks like the vision is not speaking as it should be. Now is the time for you to agree with God and release those wings to the next level. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Amen. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Amen. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. For thine is the kingdom,
the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. For thine is the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Who is this King of glory? Your God strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Amen. You are this King of glory, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Amen. For thine is the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. For thine is the power and the glory forever and ever.
In the name of Jesus, who is the Son of the living God, I decree and I declare over your life the kind of favor that must follow you and overtake you. I stand by the privilege of priesthood and I declare, Koinonia, hear me, in the name of Jesus Christ, may that grace for favor rest upon you now. Number two, I decree and declare that every arrow and every enchantment and every ill speaking of darkness programmed over you and your family members, either to cause losses, to cause death, to cause retrogression, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, we cancel it now. Number three, every attack programmed over your spiritual life, your prayer life, your word study life, your ability to fast and to love God, every attack coming from the pit of hell, haunting you to make sure you do not end this year in praise and glory, in the name of Jesus, may the Lord arise like the warrior that he is and scatter everything that is not of God. Number four, we call death by name. You are a spirit. And we speak that in the name of Jesus, every instruction given to you to fall upon any one of us here or upon our families, our children, in the name of Jesus, I prophesy, oh death, where is your sting? And oh grave, where is your victory? We banish you in the name of Jesus. The Bible says the shouts of joy and victory shall not depart from the tent of the righteous. Every programming for mourning, every programming for tears waiting for you, that before you cross into 2022 you must cry, I decree and declare, may my God, who is also your God, go before you and ensure that your joy is preserved. Hear me. Anyone holding anything that belongs to you, that from January prophecy has come that must be released, I declare, from now till December, from now till December 31st, I decree and declare, by all means, it must enter your hand. By all means, it must enter your hand. For those of you who are going to be traveling, whether in the air, whether by road, whether by land, let me prophesy to you, anybody waiting at the road to stop you and kidnap you, in the name that is above all names, may fire come from heaven and consume them.
anyone waiting to kidnap your children, waiting to kidnap your loved ones, the earth opens and swallows them. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now there are some of you who are saying, Apostle, as it is right now, sincerely, I do not even know where the resources to celebrate with God's people will come. Maybe I'm the breadwinner, my family members, and as it is now, I do not even know. I want you to find rest. There is a prophetic dimension of wealth. And I stand as one sent by God. I decree and declare, the helper of destiny assigns to see to it that you do not cry. I declare that your ministry must be fulfilled in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. And for as many who will be involved in one project or the other, kingdom project during this time, whether it's a crusade, whether it's a Bible study session, whether it's a concert, whether it's some time of prayer with family and friends, I pray for you. The same results you have seen here, carry that same grace and reproduce it in the name of Jesus Christ. Let me prophesy over your life. You are departing from this place in peace. Therefore, any man that fights you goes down instantly. Goes down instantly. Hallelujah. There are some of you, this is the period of attacks. All kinds of attacks in dreams. All kinds of attacks in your health. A time to glorify God for the gift of Jesus. Now the devil comes to attack you. I pray for you. By the power that raised Christ from the dead, every terminal disease and every orchestration of darkness that will not let you rest must go for you now. Now I stand by prophecy and the privilege of priesthood. I knock on the gate of 2022 and I declare, 2022, open up for God's people. In the name of Jesus Christ, open up for God's people. With a triumphant entry, they will step into 2022. With a triumphant entry, not with mourning, not with crying, not with pain, with joy, I prophesy a triumphant entry into 2022. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hear me. And for all who have stood in prayer, in giving, in sacrifice, online, offline, with this ministry, even if you are not directly part of this vision, but that through your life and everything about your life, God has helped to reveal Jesus in and through this ministry, I decree and declare, the blessing that is upon this house, may it rest upon you also. Hallelujah. Because we are sent to the body of Christ and we are a people of love. We stand as a family of faith. We pray for every ministry represented in Abuja. We pray for every ministry represented across this nation. And we agree, oh God, that what you are doing here, we extend that prayer and we lift up an incense of prayer to every ministry across this city. From the north to the south, the east and the west of Abuja, we pray for every man and every woman of God that calls upon the name of the Lord. We declare that the blessing of heaven rests upon them. Nothing will frustrate the work given to their hands. In the name of Jesus. We pray for everyone, whether Christian, Muslim, traditional worshiper, I don't care. Anybody who is within our territory, because they are there and because we are there, we declare that in this season, may the blessing of heaven rest upon them. Whether Christians, whether Muslims, whether traditionalists, it does not matter. With the love of Jesus as revealed in this season, we declare you are blessed in Jesus' name. You are blessed in Jesus' name. You are blessed in Jesus' name. And finally, I declare, please place the account now, I want to speak over it, that in the name that is above all names, everyone who is participating in our end of year sacrifice, beginning from this night and all through, God is not a fraudster. God is not a scammer. He does not play games with people. Therefore, I pray in the name that is above all names, for every $1, 1 naira, 1 pound, 1 euro, whatever currency that comes in here as a sacrifice, only God knows the things that people are going to give up to honor this prophetic instruction. As a global family, I pray for you that in the name of Jesus Christ, for every sacrifice you are making, may God come through for you in a fearful way. In the name of Jesus Christ, by faith, I bless your giving. By faith, I bless your sacrifice. Let it rise as a memorial before God. You will not give and go down. In the name of Jesus. And come 2022, everyone here tonight, I declare, you will return. The only difference is that you will be 10 times greater. In the name of Jesus Christ, I place an anointing upon the session of praise and worship right now. And I pray that it will not be an ordinary praise. That the sounds that come from here will step into the realm of the spirit and bring deliverance, and bring healings, and bring salvation in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Let me have the worshipers come. Please allow me to do an altar call. This is a ministry that is 100% pro-Jesus. Please stand, we're not done. There are people here, this is our last service tonight. And once you came and saw us rolling on the floor, it is a family affair. When we roll before Jesus, we roll before the one we love and the one we know. Some of you came from far, you came from near, thousands following online, potentially millions of people, and you're saying, Apostle, let this service not end even though in praise. I want to make sure that I end this year with a pure conscience that I love Jesus and that I have served. I make a commitment that I will serve Him. Or you are here and you are saying, Apostle, I've loved Jesus and I remember giving my heart to Him, but as it is, my life has gone haywire. I need a restoration. We have just 1 minute for you before we get into this 10 or 15 minutes intense praise. Wherever you are, inside, outside, I want to give you this one opportunity. I'd like you to run like there's fire on the mountain. Come and stand right now. I want to pray with you. God bless you. Don't wait for anyone to come. Be the first. Very quickly, you are coming to stand. Please come and stand quickly. Let's honor them, appreciate them as they come. Come to Jesus. He can give you a new beginning. End the year in praise. End the year in joy. Don't stop anyone who is coming. Come. A few more seconds and I'll begin to pray. Please, if you're coming, double up. Koinonia, let's celebrate them as they come. We're a place of revival and encounters. We believe that Jesus desires that all men be saved. Come to Jesus. There is no other name under heaven given unto men by which we must be saved. Hallelujah. Thank you very much for those of you who are here and all the overflows down to the basement outside. And for everyone watching online by way of TV or listening on radio or just following online by way of our channels, I want you to participate in this prayer. You are saying, Apostle, I am far, but I need Jesus. The Bible says, whoever will call upon Him will be saved. I want to give you that opportunity to make this one decision. Those of you who are in front here and all the overflows and those following online, may I request that you lift your right hand high above your head to the heavens. And let's talk to Jesus for a moment. Say after me very loud and clear. Say, Lord Jesus, tonight
I believe in you that you are the Son of God. I believe that you died for me. I believe that you rose again for my justification. This night, I receive Jesus as my Savior, as my Lord, and as my King. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I declare that the power of sin, Satan, hell, and the grave is broken over my life. From today and forever, I declare that I am a child of God. I go forward ever and backward never. Amen. Keep those hands lifted. Precious Father, we thank you. You have brought these ones to yourself. And thank you because they have come to Jesus. No man comes to the Father except through his Son. In the name of Jesus and by the authority of Scripture, I declare your sins forgiven. And I declare that you are recipients of eternal life, even the life of God. I declare that the power of sin, Satan, hell, and the grave is broken over your life. From tonight, I commend you to the ministry of the Word and the ministry of the Holy Spirit. May you be built and may you be grounded in righteousness. And I decree and declare over you, go forward. You go forward ever and backward never. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. A big congratulations to all of you. Now here's what I want you to do. There are counselors waving the placard there. I want you to just go to my right, which is your left. The counselors will receive you and have a word or two with you, and you'll be back to your seat. Please, let's celebrate them as they go. Be careful with the cranes as you go. God bless you. Koinonia, is this the best you can do? Hallelujah.
Very quickly, we share the grace and fellowship. And then after the grace, you walk up to 100 people. You'll tell them, keep the fire burning. And I wish you a Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year. Hallelujah. So surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Walk up to 100 people. Tell them, keep the fire burning. I wish you a Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year.
We believe you are mightily blessed. To connect with the ministry and get more from Apostle Joshua Selman, follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Koinonia ENI to stream Koinonia Live.
Go to meetella.com/koinonia-radio and download the teachings on koinoniadownloads.org. For questions and inquiries, call 0814-721-4444 or 0907-777-7856. We love and celebrate you.